From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 37 migrants drown off the coast of Turkey. The migrants were on board a boat which struck some rocks and then sank off Turkey's west coast on Saturday. About 75 people were rescued. The Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement that 9 victims were trapped inside the capsized craft as patrol boats picked up survivors and continued to search for others. A private Turkish news agency reported that at least 5 of those who died were children. Video from the area showed their bodies washed on the shore. Meanwhile, the Italian Coast Guard said it had rescued 31 people off the Greek island of Kos on Saturday. A spokesman for Syria's main political opposition group says that his team is ready to start negotiations with UN officials on a peace process for Syria. Speaking in Geneva, Salem El-Meslet said that his team is prepared to do anything to end the country's civil war.
We are ready. We are here to make this a success. We are ready to start negotiation, but at least we should see something, you know, on ground there in Syria.
The negotiations started in Geneva Friday. The main opposition group, the Higher Negotiating Committee, had originally said that it would boycott the talks. However, the group later changed its mind and said it would send representatives to Geneva. Some Asian governments are issuing advisories attempting to contain the Zika virus that has been spreading rapidly in Latin America. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America. Zika could be linked to birth defects. This is VOA News. Dozens of African leaders are in Addis Ababa for the opening session of the African Union Summit. AU Chair and Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe opened the summit, which this year focuses on human rights. But as Marta Vanderwolf reports, the crisis in Burundi is topping the agenda.
Burundi, South Sudan, and terrorism are the security issues topping the agenda of the African Union summit. Violence in Burundi erupted last year after its president announced his intention to seek a third term in office. Opposition groups said the move was unconstitutional. Burundi's foreign minister, Alain Nyamitwe, said Friday night the country is not allowing African troops into Burundi.
We wanted to let everybody know in the council that the problems of Burundi have to be solved by Burundians.
The African Union summit will wrap up on Sunday evening. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Tensions rose between Turkey and Russia Saturday when Turkey and NATO said a Russian warplane had violated Turkish airspace. Russia, meanwhile, dismissed the allegations as baseless propaganda. Turkey's foreign ministry said that a Russian Su-34 warplane entered its airspace on Friday at 9 hours 45 UTC. That was despite what Turkish and NATO officials said were repeated warnings. The Turkish government said it has summoned Russia's ambassador in Ankara to protest. In Moscow, a Russian defense ministry spokesman said there has not been a single violation of Turkish airspace by Russian Air Force planes. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called the Russian incursion into Turkish airspace dangerous behavior and reaffirmed the alliance's solidarity with Turkey, a NATO member. Here in the United States, the political candidates are crisscrossing Iowa with less than 2 days before the start of the Iowa caucuses. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump made a dramatic flyby in his corporate jet at Dubuque Airport. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is focusing on gun control during a campaign stop at Iowa State University. She's joined by former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was gravely wounded in a mass shooting 5 years ago. Giffords has since become a prominent gun control advocate. And Germany's Angelique Kerber beat world number one women's tennis player Serena Williams in 3 sets to take the Australian Open title on Saturday. Kerber upset the 6-time Aussie Open winner 6-4, 3-6, and 6-4 to capture her first Grand Slam title. The men's final is Sunday. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.